Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
New Major League Baseball affiliate, the Texas Rangers. Sounds general manager Adam Neuse in studio with us. What's up, Adam? How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Big day today, changing affiliates. Been with Oakland A's for the last 4 years. Trying something new today.
Just so you know, and I'm not going to rat this person out, but we had the news a couple of minutes before it dropped. But you know what we did with it? We sat on it and let you make your announcement.
Well, we appreciate
that.
Because
we're friends of the National Sounds organization. Why the Texas Rangers?
You know, there's a lot of things going into it, and it was something that we knew that we were going to have a decision at the end of this year with the Oakland A's agreement. It was a four-year deal, so we just kind of internally started watching who our fans were looking for, and obviously you see a lot of Cardinals stuff. You see a lot of Braves. Oh, yes. I knew you were going to jump in there, but and Cubs. But outside of that, we started trying to figure out what teams people are interested in, and the Rangers were popping up left and right on us. And
really?
And the Oakland A's... We didn't see a lot of fans from Oakland come to visit us, obviously, with the distance.
Yeah, that's,
and,
that's a hike. So
out of the teams that were going to be available, there's the Brewers and the Nationals and Rangers, and obviously the Oakland A's was still a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of watching those teams and seeing who our fans were interested in, and the Rangers started piquing our interest.
I think in the South, I was telling you this in the commercial break when you came in, I had a friend who played for the Rangers. I was always amazed at how many people were Ranger fans, and for a lot of them they said, you know, that if you live in the South, you kind of had two teams, either the Rangers or the Braves. They were sort of the South's teams. If you liked American League baseball, you're a Rangers fan. But I'm like you, I've always been surprised at how many people I meet who are like, oh yeah, man, Texas Rangers all the way.
Yeah, and so far the response has been great. A lot of people in Nashville on social media saying that now their two favorite teams are together, and that's fun to see that people are excited about it. And the Rangers, there's so much similarity between the two cities, and Nashville and Dallas area are very similar fan bases, and the players, I think, are real similar. So it just was a natural fit.
I mean, I immediately think of Mickey Rivers, Oda B. McDowell. And Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan going at Robin Ventura, man. That's what sticks out to me.
Well, what a great day.
I'm curious how much that, by the way, that topic has come up numerous times on our show.
Yeah,
we pulled it up.
Because it's awesome.
Yes. How much for a AAA affiliate do things for you guys change when you switch affiliation?
Honestly, probably not a lot. I think if we were the Cubs or the Cardinals, we would see some movement. But both of them are either own their AAA team or they're locked into 2020. So they weren't an option anyway. But we'll see. If Oakland A's were about as far away as it can be, Rangers make a little bit more sense. So we'll see if it moves the needle a little bit. But one of the things we're excited about is trying to negotiate a exhibition game, and the Rangers are really passionate about it, and so are we.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. One of the big challenges is trying to figure out dates because they're in Arizona and trying to charter people back. That's a challenge, but the Rangers were most passionate out of all those teams about making that happen. So if we get that, that's one of those things that could be a big noticeable change by having that affiliate switch.
Yeah, go ahead and pencil us in for that day to do the show over there. For sure. Do you have
first shot at anything?
Okay. Do you have like some kind of huge yard sale now to get rid of all the A stuff? Like what happens to that stuff? You send it to Oakland on a FedEx truck? I mean, what do you do?
You know, a lot of our stuff in our store looks pretty bare right now. So we knew this was coming for a little while. So we've been able to kind of
move it out.
Start moving things out. So we're not sitting on a lot at this point.
Slow roll to purchasing.
Mm. Yeah, when you start seeing 60% off, should raise some red flags.
This is such an interesting thing, though. I would imagine for a team like the Rangers, you know, if you were on the AAA Oakland A's and you're a left-handed pitcher and they needed you that afternoon, it's probably dang hard to hustle somebody to Oakland from here, but you can get somebody to Dallas pretty quick, or Arlington, as it were.
Yeah, you can. And thinking of those guys with the A's, a lot, anytime they went from Nashville to Oakland, I've mentioned it before, it was kind of a downgrade in a facility, which is funny for those guys. They got shipped across the country, and their locker rooms are worse. The environment's worse. And so our players really enjoyed being here in Nashville, and I think that news spread. Everybody was wanting to come to Nashville, and it was a fun experience that we had our choice. People wanted to be here, and we got to be the prettiest girl at the dance.
Oh, man. You guys in Round Rock.
I've never been that. I can't relate.
Yeah. This was my first time. It was nice.
You guys in Round Rock, who was the Rangers affiliate, right? You guys had some of the most fun promotions. Like, the back and forth between your franchise and Round Rock has been some of the most fun stuff on social media that I've seen. So I hope that doesn't die now that all this is going on.
It shouldn't die. Hopefully it'll just escalate a little bit. They keep razzing us a little bit about taking their team, and I think we'll continue to have a lot of fun with it. Certainly the Astros Rangers tie is going to be good for certainly a long time, because they're switching to the Astros.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's
there
just
you go.
Keep
that's
going to
make
awesome
it even
then.
Better. Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to this, man. Thank you for coming in and including us in this deal. It's very exciting. And what else is coming up this summer over there?
Yeah, so it's going to be certainly a busy off season. We're going to work hard on trying to get that exhibition game. It's been a long time since one's come. And again, having the Rangers, they have access to guys like Pudge Rodriguez, who would be really cool. They've said that they're going to try to get him over here a few times. Michael Young, just when we were with Oakland, we had access to Ricky Henderson a handful of times, and our fans enjoyed that.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I think he could still run really fast.
I think the deal was when he came to see your team that he played for your team that night. Like, that would have been an appropriate thing.
No doubt.
Like, Ricky suits up for your squad when he gets to your town.
And Pudge is probably one of those guys. I don't know what he looks like now, but I bet he can still hit
300. Yeah.
He's one of those iconic guys, kind of like Ricky Henderson. And again, going back to the decision, having access to guys like that was something that sparked our interest.
Well, there'd be so many people listening, though, of a certain age. I mean, the 90s Rangers were just stupid loaded with talent. Like, that, they had everybody's favorite player at one time or another. That's how they were. And I know it's not a great year for them this year, but they've had so many great players. Like, that's one of those things where you have one of those Rangers alumni out, and there'll be a bunch of people come out and say, that guy's my absolute favorite ball player.
No doubt. And I think one of the things that we had to do is try to predict the future, which is hard. But
oh, wow. Did you do that? Yeah,
no, but they're going to be building a brand new stadium here next year, 2020. The internet says $1.1 billion. They said $1.2 billion. So either way,
build one with a lot of money. Have some air conditioning in there.
And it'll have a retractable roof.
Yeah. Right? Oh. And you look at like the resurgence of the Braves, and you start seeing a new stadium is going to bring a lot of buzz, and they're going to be investing a lot in that team. So, again, looking at all the teams, you see a team putting $1.2 billion into their facility. We feel like good things are coming.
Man, you guys just keep coming up with funky expletive hits like every single day.
That's what we do.
Adam News, General Manager of the Nashville Sounds, at Nashville Sounds, at Adam News. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Rangers and Sounds, a 4-year deal. So we look forward to seeing what that looks like in. And certainly, if you need any help on making that exhibition game happen, you know, just tell us who to call.
You got it.
All right.
We need you.
Adam News.